93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is Second Date Update. If you've been on a great date in Madison and for whatever reason, the person that you went out with is not calling you back, you can come to Krista and myself and we will help you find out what's going on and get you a second date update. And that's exactly what we have this morning with Todd. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks. Hi.
Thanks for calling and being on our show. And it says here you went out on a great date. Is that right?
Yeah. I went out on a date with a girl named Tia. I met her on Tinder. She's a grad student. She's new here. And I'm just trying to reconnect with her. And we went on a date at Hot Cat Tavern.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was really good. We were drinking. We were, you know, talking about stuff. We were talking about Game of Thrones and, like, the latest episode. And it was just great. And then, like, when I was trying to, like, contact her, like, the past couple of days, like, no response. And she's been kind of, like, I hate to say ghosting, but it feels like it.
Right.
So I'm just trying to see, like, what happened or if she's just, you know, busy or I don't know. It just seemed weird that she didn't even send me a text or even on Tinder. It's like she hasn't really responded. I'm like, hey, had a great time. What's up?
Yeah. All right. So you met her on Tinder and then you guys talked for a little while. How was the conversation over at Hot Cat Tavern? Was it pretty cool? Was it, you guys get along? Did you hit it off? Everything was good?
Yeah, we have the same interests. We have, like, the same tastes. It was very relaxing. It was very, you know, it was one of my best dates I've had.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah. And so, obviously, when you don't hear back on you refer to as one of the best dates, certainly it's...
That's when you grab the pint of ice cream out of the freezer and you start slopping it up because you're depressed.
Or just drink a lot of vodka.
Or you could drink it. You can drink yourself.
All right. And so, you tried to text her back, Todd, and she just hasn't responded. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll you know, like on text her straight up. She hasn't responded on Tinder. I mean, I don't want to email her, but I mean, I might have to email her like a what's up letter, you know?
What's up?
Yeah. All right. Well, it does sound weird. And there's nothing you could think of on your date that turned her off that she was like, oh, not really about that. Or maybe I shouldn't have mentioned I live with my mom. Anything at all?
No. I don't live with my mom. There's nothing I could recall. I mean, everything seemed great. Like, even when we left, we kissed each other on the cheek.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah, we'll definitely catch up. And
okay.
Then, you know.
Yeah. You seem pretty casual. Like, you just seem like you're a casual kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm chill. I'm very chill.
You got one of those voices, too, that you just assume you're hot.
Really? Sounds like a surfer.
He's got a hot voice.
Sounds like do you like to surf and
be
on the beach?
I work out. I exercise a lot, and if I can, I do like to take vacations. And like,
Todd, don't say anything right now. We're gonna give her a call, and we're gonna see what's up. Okay.
Cool.
That way, you don't have to do that what's up email.
What's up?
This will be a lot better. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is this Tia?
Yeah, this is. Who's calling?
Hi, Tia. This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on a radio station called 93.1 Jams here in Madison.
Yay!
That's cool. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Actually, honey, we're doing something called Second Date Update. This is where you've been out with a guy and things have gone good on their end, but for whatever reason, they haven't gotten a call back, and we try to figure that out. So we're calling you today in regards to Todd. Remember T-Man?
Oh, this is about me. I thought you got... Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember your phenomenal date with him?
Yeah, the Toddster.
Yeah.
I do, actually.
Let's hear it, girl.
Yeah, I do. You know, what do you guys want to know?
Well, you haven't called him back, one. We thought maybe that was... Yeah. Well, he said it was really good. The date was amazing. Everyone was having fun. People were dancing.
Yeah, so
were they?
I mean, I'm new here. I haven't even been here for like 3 months yet, and so I'm meeting people on Tinder, and you know, everybody knows what Tinder is all about, and so sometimes you meet someone and like, oh, they're a nice person, but they just don't kind of go with what you expected. And he's super cute in his photos. He had this like great man bun, and like he's
a
really
man
handsome.
Bun. Hmm.
Yeah, he's just, you know, like kind of my type of guy. Mm-hmm. And we have a bunch of stuff in common. Like, winter is here. We talked about Game of Thrones so much, and that was great. But when we met in person, like, he's, like, pretty funny and cool, but he has the hygiene of, like, a 13-year-old boy.
Really? Okay. So,
it was kind of distracting and kind of a turnoff. I don't know if he had just left the gym and, like, didn't really have time to shower. We kind of met early or what, but, like...
Well, did he smell?
I was going to say...
His breath and his clothes all smell like guacamole, like guacamole with onions.
Guacamole with onions, which sounds good, actually, but not really.
Well, like lots of onions.
Yeah. Not when you're talking to someone. So he had some grooming issues is what you're talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, those it's hard. As a chick, it's hard to look past that stuff. You know, I'm like, oh, he's funny. Ha ha. No. Ooh, hold my nose. It was stressful.
Okay.
Especially if you're going to make out, dude. I don't want any of that. Yeah.
So other than the personal hygiene and the kind of greasy skin and all that weird stuff, is there anything else wrong with Todd? I mean, you said the conversation was good and you said he was attractive.
Mm-hmm. He was attractive, and when I saw him on site, I was like, okay, he looks like him. Sometimes you meet people and they don't look like them. He looks like him. He was in like lounge pants, like PJs, but again, maybe he was rushing or something. I'm not really sure.
Hold on, did you say he had pajamas on?
Yeah, like, you know, not
on the date.
Joggers,
what?
Not quite.
You know, like
pajamas, like yeah. The cross between the two.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
were they like the Lisa? Checkered like
yeah.
Print?
Yeah, those are.
Okay.
They
guys,
were printed.
Sorry.
There
I,
he
I
is.
Jump
oh,
in.
Now he's got to jump in now.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
I do have to tell you, Tia, we actually have Todd on the phone with us. He couldn't get in touch with you, so we did him a solid and let him hang out here. So, Todd, what's up with the pajamas and the kind of guacamole thing you got going on?
By the way, they were henna pants. They were hemp pants.
Hemp pants.
Hemp pants.
They're made from hemp.
Pajama. Oh. Yeah. I mean, all right. So I don't use deodorants. I'm very organic. That poisons your body. I do shower, but I shower maybe once a week.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to strip out the essential oils from your body.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
this is.
Yeah.
I'm very healthy, so I'm sorry, Tia, but I didn't know you're that superficial.
You know what I mean? No, I apologize. I didn't know that. I didn't mean to say mean things about you on the radio. I didn't really know how this all works. But
yeah.
I mean, I get it. I eat organic too, and you know, I'm really careful about the products that I use in my skin. And I think that's awesome. But I just.
Yeah.
I want a guy that maybe showers every day.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised about this negative energy you're giving towards me. Because, like, I've never felt that from you. And then you're just going on the radio and just spewing this toxicness.
All right. So, well, Tia, now that you've heard this, and Todd, you guys seem like you did hit it off a little bit. But now you know that he uses organic stuff. He doesn't shower a lot because he doesn't want to, like, you know, waste the natural aura of his odor. Is that something that it's kind of a hippie, but that's fine. There's a lot of different people.
Patchouli oil.
I grew up in Florida. We don't really have those type of hippies here. And so I'm getting used to it. I get it that Madison's like pretty granola. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe Todd, you and I can be friends. I just, it's kind of hard for me to like want to snuggle up and, you know, think
smell
about
that.
Where's the tortilla chip. It's,
yeah. I don't know if I want to be friends with someone who's just, I don't know. Like you talk. You'll talk bad about people on their back.
Aww.
And it's...
Yeah, see,
there's something very...
Todd is a fragile flower, and he doesn't need that in his life. Right, Todd?
I see. Okay.
I don't know. Oh. I just think there's enough negativity in the world right now, and even petty stuff like that is kind of like maybe you need to look back into yourself.
Okay. Well,
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know.
Listen, we can all self look.
Can we kumbaya?
Look inside. All right. So it's not gonna work. Listen, but you know what? In both defense, Todd, there's 100 million, not 100 million, but there's thousands of girls here in Madison that love that hippies, that whole lifestyle, which
and
is cool.
And he's got that surfer thing going on.
God, he's cute,
I mean,
Todd.
Let's
you're
just
fine.
Go to Lake Monona and wash off all the smell and
Tia. And
get
there's
it on.
A lot of guys that shower,
yes,
and wear Axe and do all that stuff. So you guys probably both find some good things.
Sure.
But
fine.
It just wasn't a match here. Normally on Second Date Update, Tia, if you want to go back out with Todd, we'll leave it up to you. And we'll send you back
it
out.
It sounds like he doesn't like my aura or what my aura smells like. So I don't know if that's going to happen.
So, yeah, Todd, I guess not.
I'm just disappointed. Yeah. I mean, you know, not just on the date, but just as on the person I thought I was with. So,
yeah.
Well, there's other fish in the sea, Todd.
I don't know. I just feel like I was deceived, and like I try not to be deceived. When I meet somebody, I give them my time. I hope to actually give a positive light, not a negative light.
Yeah. So well, you've been very positive for this show. We appreciate.
Do you need a hug? Because I'll give you a huggy bear.
Yeah. Krista wants to find some way to touch you. So.